You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show as we talk about camps underway. You got preseason games starting soon enough. He is Miles Simmons. Miles, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us here in Baltimore again.
No problem. Happy to do it.
All right. Now, the American League East, AFC East, which has been owned by the Buffalo Bills for many, many years here, and they're expected to win it again, maybe comfortably, Miles, when it's all said and done. But if, as we look at the rosters, the way they're put together on July 29th, if there's a team that could challenge them, maybe even overtake them for division supremacy, who would you pick right now?
I don't know that I would really, it's tough. I mean, because I think Miami is probably the closest, but I think Miami is still pretty far away when it comes to things like that. I would have to say them, but you'd have to have Tua Tagovailoa be healthy for the entire season, which, as we know, is certainly not really a given. And so because of that, I mean, yeah, it's hard because I don't really have much faith in the Jets being a really, really good team right now. You know, I mean, Aaron Glenn, first-year head coach, and you got Justin Fields, and we'll see how he does there. And then Mike Vrabel, yeah, I believe in him as a coach, but I don't know what the Patriots' talent level is, even though Mike Vrabel teams usually punch above their heads. So it's hard for me to say that any one team's really going to challenge the Bills this year, especially with Josh Allen coming off an MVP season and yet another time where they lose to the Chiefs in the playoffs. It just feel like that team should be motivated to continue their dominance.
Now, Super Bowl or bust around here, just don't tell John Harbaugh because he really doesn't like hearing that term in regards to the Ravens. But aren't the Bills kind of in the same boat as Baltimore? Like, Ravens can't beat the Bills in the playoffs. Bills can't beat the Chiefs. I mean, it's all this crazy stuff, but I'm not saying McDermott's on the hot seat and certainly not with Josh Allen either. But if Buffalo doesn't get over the hump of Kansas City, I mean, how do you view the season unless you're getting to Santa Clara this year for Baltimore? We're in the Bills right now.
I mean, I think that it should be Super Bowl or bust for those two teams, right? I mean, they have MVP quarterbacks. They have pretty much everything you would want offensively and defensively. It's just, can you put it together in the most critical times in order to get to Santa Clara this year? And I don't know. I mean, until Patrick Mahomes doesn't do it, then it's kind of like, well, you might have to assume that he's going to continue to do it. And, you know, Joe Burrow is the only player currently in the AFC, only quarterback, I guess I should say, who has been able to beat Mahomes in that AFC championship game situation and advance to the Super Bowl. Tom Brady obviously being the other, but that was almost ancient history, right? I mean, at this point, you know, he played his last few years with the Bucks, and now he's been retired for a couple years. So it's interesting when you look at it that way. I mean, I think that you have to be able, if you are Baltimore or Buffalo, to say, hey, we need to make it at least to the Final Four, right? If we don't make it to the Final Four, then it probably is not a successful season for the two of us. But if we do, then yeah, we then have to beat Kansas City, because I don't know about you, but I feel like we can assume that Kansas City is going to be in the AFC Championship game until they're not, right? And we'll see what happens after that. But you have to be able to at least make it to the Final Four, I think, for any one of those teams to constitute a successful season.
Now, Miles, you mentioned the Bengals, and it looks like they have the Stewart drama, you know, all wrapped up. Still got the crazy stuff with Hendrickson, who wants to get paid and is holding out of training camp. And they get off to these slow starts every year. So Cincinnati, you know, as they Bengals themselves through the offseason, do they have the wherewithal to challenge Baltimore for AFC North supremacy? And we know their offense is good, Miles, but do they have enough overall to maybe throw themselves in the mix when we talk about KC, Baltimore, and Buffalo here?
Yeah, it's a good question, I don't know. I mean, they have to get off to a better start. One of the things that they said that they're going to do in order to try and make that happen is to play guys more in the preseason. I don't know how much that's really going to help you. I mean, you know, you look at different teams and they obviously have different strategies. Andy Reid with the Chiefs, he always plays guys in the preseason, does his best to not get them hurt, but sometimes they do. Look at Hollywood Brown last year. And then you have guys on the other end of the spectrum with Sean McVay, who never plays anybody of consequence in the preseason. And the Rams have not, you know, gotten off to particularly poor starts over the course of his entire tenure. So there are different ways to approach that. I think that Cincinnati trying to switch things up to get off to a faster start makes sense. I don't necessarily think that's going to be the, magic elixir or anything, especially when you have such a distraction with Trey Hendrickson. That's your best defensive player, somebody that has had 17 and a half sacks each of the last 2 years. That mark led the league in 2024, and you can't figure out a contract with him. And if you're at this point and you don't want to pay Trey Hendrickson, you know, pretty much top of the market, right? Right now, I believe he's set to make something around $15-16 million for 2025. And you got guys at the top of the market that are making an average annual value of 40, right? That's just not something that's going to work. So if the Bengals don't want to pay him close to the market rate, don't want to guarantee him that, then they need to trade him. And frankly, they should have traded him way before, so that then, you know, you also get Shamar Stewart in there, which now he finally is, but you can prepare him to basically be the replacement. What they've done this offseason when it comes to the red rushers just has not made much sense to me. And frankly, I don't know how much that is going to really help them, especially when, you know, the lights come on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On in September.
Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com, joining us here. Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you. Nolan McGraw as well. Or this Turn It Up Tuesday. You mentioned the Chiefs. And, you know, look, they're the kings of the AFC, as you said, Miles, until someone says they aren't. But when we look at the Chargers or the Broncos, two playoff teams last year, who would you have or who do you have more faith in right now being able to challenge Kansas City in a real way for division supremacy there?
That's a good question. I would have to go with the Broncos. I think both of these teams have holes and have issues. I think one of the issues that is going to be with the Chargers is just going to be the offensive system. Like, Greg Roman, as y'all know him well, in Baltimore, right? I mean, he's a guy that's going to craft a really, really good running offense, but how well are they going to be able to pass it? And, you know, especially now when you have a guy like Mike Williams who retired, I don't know what that passing game is going to look like. You got a lad McConkey, that's really good, but you need somebody else who is going to be able to really help facilitate that passing game. And frankly, Justin Herbert also needs to step it up in critical situations. I mean, I don't know that he's gotten enough criticism for the terrible performance that he had against Houston in that playoff game. So that's one element of it. But I also have a little more faith in Sean Payton to put a really good team around a guy like Bo Nix. I mean, those two guys seem very connected. They seem like they make sense as a quarterback and head coach combination. And then that defense did definitely start to improve over the course of time. And now we'll see what Bo Nix does in year two. I think them getting Cortland Sutton signed to a long-term extension, that's a pretty good thing for him, you know, create that stability with the quarterback and receiver. So I would say it probably is the Broncos. But, I mean, Jim Harbaugh also is a very, very good coach. And he can squeeze the most out of that talent. So I could see either one, but I'll at least give you a real answer and say the Broncos.
All right, Miles, last thing for you. Let's go to the NFC West real quick. Kyler Murray said the knee feels like it did pre-injury. I mean, Arizona showed a pulse last year for sure. I mean, the Rams, I guess, are the favorites. San Francisco healthy, who knows? And then Seattle with Sam Darnold coming in. But what about Arizona as we look for, like, a pesky team that could come out of nowhere and make, say, a Commanders-like run in 2025? Where would Arizona rate in your eyes?
I don't know if they'll have a Commanders-like run. I mean, I think, you know, Jaden Daniels, he's really special. I think Kyler Murray is a good player, right? And, you know, that's kind of the difference, you know, when you look at those two teams. But, you know, you've got Jonathan Gannon, another year of experience there. He's going into, his third year now with that team and that system. So that is kind of a differentiator, and we'll see what he's able to do there. But I don't know. I think, like you said, the Rams kind of the favorites there. We'll see how Matthew Stafford's back. He's got a back issue, hasn't been practicing early on in training camp, so we'll see how that goes over the course of the next couple weeks. But I expect the 49ers to be a lot better. I'm really unsure of what to make of Sam Darnold with the Seattle Seahawks, particularly because you no longer have Tyler Lockett there, you no longer have DK Metcalf there, and yeah, Cooper Kupp is there, but Cooper Kupp hasn't had a healthy season since 2021. That's kind of a mighty long time ago, especially in NFL years. But the Rams, you know, they've got guys that are up and coming on their defense. Jared Verse is a guy that I think we're going to be talking about more and more and more the more we see him play. And I think Davante Adams going into that offense and being there with Puka Nacua, that's going to be a really nice 1-2 punch for Matthew Stafford to have, provided that he's healthy. So I see the Rams winning that division. I can see the Cardinals gap being pesky. I don't know if they're more than a 9-ish win team, you know, if that makes sense.
Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Miles, as always, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, and we'll catch up with you before the season for sure.
Absolutely. Take care.
You got it, Miles Simmons, everybody. We'll come back, give you an Orioles score update. It's good news so far. And then a quick funhouse trip. Inside Access takes over at 2. And then BBT live for Pickles. Me, Nolan, and Mike Bordick getting you ready for game 2 of this doubleheader, Birds and Blue Jays.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.